Hey everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here and I'm going to talk to you tonight about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6, Episode 4, entitled Halftime Headliners. It was an episode. I am not happy with this episode. There are spoilers ahead. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I am just not happy with this week's episode for a few reasons, actually. We start off the episode saying goodbye to Silky. She was sent away last week. I'm not terribly sad to see her go. She wasn't really doing anything on this season for me at all. I know that she says she was holding back a lot because of the hate that she got from fans and relatives and promoters from her season 11 appearance. I listened to the RuPaul's Drag Race podcast with Alec Mappa and Priyanka. They had Silky on this week and she talked a little more about it. I have a hard time believing Silky. She's definitely playing the victim this time around. She said that she and Trinity aren't speaking anymore. After this episode came out, she said that she thought Jan should have gone home the first couple episodes. So she's kind of coming off a little bit bitter. I don't know. I have a very hard time with it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to badmouth her. I'm not talking bad about her. I'm not sending her hate. Please don't send any of the queens hate. They don't deserve that. She's not a drag queen for me. That's all. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And I have mine. And that's the way it is. She didn't win me over this season. And she certainly didn't win me over listening to her on that podcast today. I know there are other interviews out there. I haven't gone into them. I don't know that I'm going to, because I just don't. I don't really care. That's a terrible thing to say, I know. But I don't. So that's where I'm at. But let's get more in depth into this episode. We start off, of course, with revealing the lipsticks. It was a close call. Silky got 6 votes and Akiria got 4. That was the group vote. And then we find out that Trinity also pulled Silky's name out of it. There were a lot of votes for Kyria. We know that one of them was Silky because we saw that happen. Silky did say in the interview that I listened to today that she and Akiria agreed that they would each pull each other's lipstick. Who knows if that's true? I don't know why they didn't agree to pull someone else's, like Jan's, just to throw that in there. Who knows? I don't know. The other queen, 3 queens that pulled Akiria's lipstick are Eureka, Ginger, and Raja. Eureka said that she wanted to give Silky another chance. She talked about later that she didn't want her big girl sister to go home. Ginger said that she liked Silky's talent from episode 1 more and thought that she should have been in the top that week. Silky also thought she should have been in the top that week. And that's why she saved her. And Raja didn't really have much to say. I don't know. I don't know why Raja didn't pull Jan's lipstick as well. If she wanted to save both of her sisters, she said that she had a hard time making the decision. I'm not sure why she chose Akiria over Silky. I don't know. Maybe they're better friends. Who knows? They certainly had the same kind of trajectory on season 11. Getting a lot of hate from the fans. So maybe that's what bonded them together. But those are the people who chose Akiria's lipstick. Eureka, Ginger, and Raja, in addition to Silky, obviously. Trinity did reveal she pulled Silky's name as well. So if she had won the lip sync, Silky still would have been going home as well. And I'm assuming that is why Silky is holding a grudge against Trinity. Trinity, though, is not coming off great this season, in my opinion. She is playing the game. I will say that. She's playing the game the way that she wants to play it, the way that it probably should be played, but never is. But she's come off very two-faced. She's kind of backstabbing. Yeah, I'm not enjoying her on the season, and I was excited to have her on the season, but I am not enjoying her at all. We have a guest star this week. It is our choreographer Jamal Sims, the daddy of them all. He is so handsome, and the girls were going crazy for him, as they should. He is one of my favorites to have on here. He is such a great choreographer with these girls. He knows how to choreograph to their strengths. When they're not great dancers, he knows exactly what to do to make them look their best while they're doing their dances. So I love having him on here. He can come back every season. He can be on multiple times as well if there's more than one dance challenge. I really, really enjoy him on the show. And I really enjoy when he dances to the lip syncs because he does the same move. I can't tell if he's enjoying it or if that's just his chair dance that he does when he likes the song. I don't know. But he did it again this episode, and it makes me laugh every time I see him do it. The girls come in the next day, singing "This Little Light of Mine" in honor of Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache from the talent show. It was very interesting. All of them were clapping and singing along, except Miss Akiria right there in the middle. She didn't sing, she didn't clap, she kept her hands in her pocket the whole time. I don't know what that's about, but that's the way it is. She was not giving it up. RuPaul comes in and tells us that this week's challenge, that the artist has graciously donated her music without royalty free. And of course, that artist is RuPaul. She breaks up laughing because she couldn't keep a straight face. She said it was very funny. Bravo, RuPaul. This was maybe the best acting you've ever done on the show. It is the challenge of the Hall of Fame halftime show. This is all we get to see of the pit crew. I thought they were going to be in the actual episode as well, but they were not. We did have dancers, but it wasn't them. They are not dancers, obviously. And the whole gist of the show is that the queens will be recreating halftime icons. So these are people who have performed in the halftime show, and they will be lip syncing and dancing to RuPaul's songs in the style of those icons. We had this challenge somewhat before with the Divas Challenge on All Stars 3. And I really enjoyed it, so I was excited for this. I thought it was going to be, it's a great idea. So I was excited to have this. We're going to get celebrity impersonations, but really it's just kind of lookalikes, and then dancing to these kooky songs that they have come up with for the queens to see. The first biggest surprise is that Ikiria is doing Prince. She's doing a boy look. Interesting. Not something I expected or would have chosen, but hey, that's what she's going to do. So that's what we're going to get. I did also find it interesting that when we actually get to them, I think these costumes that they wear must have been provided to them, because they are replicas of what the people wore. Excuse me, what the people wore actually when they performed on the Super Bowl halftime show. So I think they might have been provided. I don't think the queens came up with them on their own. Next, we have Kylie Sonique Love doing Steven Tyler. This is our second boy. This one was a big surprise to me. I did not expect this. I don't know why anyone would have chosen Steven Tyler. But what can I say? That's who Kylie picked. She's gonna be a drag king for the first time in her life. Rajah D. O'Hara has chosen, of course, Diana Ross. She loves Diana Ross. I think this was a smart choice for her to do. We know that RuPaul adores Diana Ross. We had Diana Ross in the Divas as well with Bibi Zaharoff-Vanay performing as Diana Ross. I believe those were assigned to people where these were.
Oh, excuse me.
They knew ahead of time who they were going to be choosing, because I think Rue even said prior to the tonight, prior to today, they had picked them who they were doing. Of course, Trinity K. Bonet is doing Beyonce. I expect nothing less. She wanted to be a Beyonce impersonator. Now she gets her chance to do it on national television. This is the one when I found out that they were doing actual people who performed at Super Bowls. I was hoping that we were going to get Carol Channing. I didn't even care if it was Pandora Box that was going to be doing, but that is clearly the obvious choice. And Carol Channing is going to be done by Pandora Box. Carol Channing was the very first halftime entertainment performer. So I think this is iconic. And I'm glad that Pandora is doing it. I kind of wish someone else would have done it. Pandora had picked someone else to do, but I'm still here for it. We have Jan, who's going to be doing Lady Gaga. She is very excited about this. She thinks this is her challenge to win. We got a lot of Jan in confessionals this week. So it was either she's going to win this episode or she's going to go home. it could play out either way, but she picked Lady Gaga as her icon. Yuriko Hara picked Madonna. That was very weird to me. It made no sense why she was doing this one, but great. She's doing Madonna. Yara Sofia is doing Shakira, as she called her. She does know that her name is Shakira, but she called her Shakira. Apparently, Yara does Shakira in her numbers at Piranha on Sundays and Tuesdays in Las Vegas. So this is nothing new for her. And I think it's actually a perfect fit for her to do Shakira. And Ginger Minj is doing Fergie. This was a weird, weird choice for me. I didn't get it at all. I had mentioned in the Toots and Boots when Roger told us that they were going to be Super Bowl things. I had mentioned that Fergie had done a halftime show. I didn't really think anyone was going to pick her because she's kind of nondescript and has nothing really going for her. But Ginger Minj picked her. That's all there is to it. Scarlet Envy, I skipped her. That's why she's at the very end, because I forgot to take a picture of it. Scarlet Envy is doing Katy Perry. And my first thought was, if the shark is not part of this, then there's something wrong with it. I was hoping that the dancers would be dressed as sharks, but we got a little something more than that from Miss Scarlet Envy. RuPaul on the runway is looking lovely. She has got the legs out. She's got this huge train. There's a point where you can see the dress from the back and it has a little bit of ruching in it. It's very, very pretty. It's very simple from the front. The drama is all in the back and in this wig, obviously. So I think she looks great. Is it my favorite look of RuPaul? No. Is it a good look? Yes, by all means. Like the Super Bowl, we get all of these kind of kooky sponsors. Michelle is our announcer to give her something to do. Our first one was Rucola. It was something about being chunky and staying chunky. I guess that's because soda makes you that. I don't know. And then, of course, peanut butter must be jelly because jam don't shake. These were silly, fun things just to add for no apparent reason. First up is Ginger Minj as Fergie, and she is doing it to RuPaul's song, Geronimo. Ginger Minj had about 4 words to memorize in this song, because that is all there was to it. The rest was just like screaming oohs and ahs. Like I said, I think these costumes were provided for them because this is a replica of the Katy Perry, the Fergie outfit that she wore on the Super Bowl. I did not enjoy this at all. I thought it was really kind of bad. I like that she did drag up the hair. The outfit I do not find flattering. The boots I actually do really like. The performance I did not like at all. Next, we had Eureka as Madonna, and I did not know this RuPaul song, so I didn't write anything down. If you know what it is, please comment below and let me know, because I don't know what it was. I think she did great with the costume, but again, I think the costumes were provided, so you can't really judge on that. And she was fine. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was good. I thought it was better than Ginger Minj. That's what I'm gonna say about that. That's all I can say. That's all I know. Next, we have Raja D. O'Hara as Diana Ross doing The Beginning. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. I don't even know if that's the name of it, but that's what I'm calling it. I think she looks great. This wig is huge. We saw it in the workroom. The outfit, again, I think they were provided. she was fine. It was nothing special. It was nothing outstanding. She did fine. Next, we have Yara Sofia doing Shakira, and this is Cover Girl. I thought she was great. I really did. I thought she embodied Shakira tremendously. I thought the song fit her. I thought the translation of Shakira singing cover sounded really, really good. So I had no problem with this performance. It was my favorite one up to this point of the ones that we had seen. I don't know what else to say about that. Scarlet Envy came out as Katy Perry, of course, and she came out in the little shark top, which I thought was very cute. Again, I wish the dancers were wearing the shark costumes instead of Scarlet, but she looks adorable when she did the reveal into this little bikini top. I think she actually looks better than Katy Perry did in it. I was worried for Scarlett because this is a dancing challenge and she is not a dancer, but she held her own. And I think that is due to Jamal Sims. Like I said, he knows how to bring out the best in the queens and choreograph to their skill set. So I think she did a great job. If you look on Scarlett's Instagram right now, there is a picture of her in the shark thing, and all of her merch is of her in this shark costume, including a bathing suit and a Speedo, which are adorable. And I may be ordering something from that. There's also a tank top and t-shirt as well. So cute. I think she did really, really well. I liked it. Next, we had Kylie Sonique Love as Steven Tyler doing If I Dream. I did not enjoy this at all. There was not much to it for me. It was kind of boring. I guess it's Steven Tyler, sure. but again, the costumes provided, the wig, I like that she kind of dragged it up a bit, that it's not as flat as Steven Tyler's hair, but she is supposed to be a boy, so I don't think she should have dragged up the wig. I did not like it. I thought this was going to put her in the bottom. Next, we have Jan as Lady Gaga doing a little bit of Love. She nailed it. She did a great job. Did she look like Gaga? Not tremendously. The outfit, obviously, they're provided, so the outfit looks like Gaga's outfit. This prop of the piano was perfect. I hated this wig. I didn't like her makeup either, but she nailed the challenge. Her dancing was fantastic. She really kind of took on Lady Gaga's embodiment, and so I appreciated that very, very much. She did a great job and deserved to be in the top for this. Akiriasi Davenport as Prince doing I Bring the Beat was bad. I did not enjoy it at all. I thought it was really kind of boring. I just wanted it to be over. She had cutouts in the back of her pants so that we got to see her ass jiggle. I know that's her thing. I didn't enjoy it. Sorry, not good for me. We have Pandora Box as Carol Channing doing Click Clack. I think this is Drag Race and World of Wonder wanting to recreate the magic that Ben de la Creme did as Julie Andrews doing Call Me Mother. It wasn't as good. It was still funny. It was a very safe performance. It just wasn't as good. I mean, she also had the challenge of dancing in this coat, and she did some silly like Charleston moves and some hand jive moves. So I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was a great idea to have Carol Channing doing Click Clack. It's a ridiculous song and it made perfect sense for her to do it as Carol Channing. Finally, we have Trinity K. Bonet as Beyonce doing Bring Back My Girls. She was living her Beyonce fantasy up there. Her dreams were coming true. I hate this wig, but I think she did a great job. I think she looks the part. She embodied Beyonce beyond belief. So I think she really, really nailed this challenge. So great job to Trinity K. Bonet. This is, we get some more commercials. One was for Drag U. I love that they brought Drag U back. Drag U was a huge failure for those of you who've never seen it. RuPaul still stands by it as being one of her favorite things that she's ever done. I personally love Drag U, but it did not go over well. And it was always a little weird to me that these straight women, or not even straight women, these AFAB women, assigned female at birth, were getting makeovers into drag queens, but not really into drag queens, into, they were just getting makeovers, but they're being made over by drag queens, so they looked like drag queens. It was very weird to me, because no, a lot of women don't want to be made into a drag queen. They want to wear pretty makeup, and they were wearing drag makeup, so that was the weird part of it, but I enjoyed the show. I'm not gonna lie about that. And also Ruco Labs, another made up thing, you know, just to have stupid commercials. These are all, it's not all the girls. I think there's only 9 of them. No, 2, 4, 6, 7. There's only 7 of them here. There's 3 of them off camera somewhere. But this was just the ending where they ended on a finale. This, I guess, was their group dancing. We didn't really see any of it. The ads were kind of in front of it, but they are giving us their best closing pose. I love the dancers with their drums as well. I think that's a funny, really funny. Our category on the run was the frill of it all. I had to stop and look up frill because I did not know really what that meant. So a frill is a strip of gathered or pleated material sewn by one side onto a garment or larger piece of material as a decorative edging ornament. There you go. That's what a frill is. So it's all this extra fabric that you're looking at on this. it's kind of like the ruching almost, but not exactly. It's just a bunch of fabric. So Gingerman came out and she said that she is giving us Gone with the Wind. I will say her hair and makeup are exquisite. The dress isn't bad. It is just my problem with larger queens. When you wear this much fabric, it just makes you look bigger and makes you look shorter. Ginger is a very short queen to begin with, and it just makes her look stumpy. Like, she looks like, she called herself the prettiest cupcake, and she does, because she looks like a stump of a cupcake. So not my favorite look, but she does look good. Her face is really, really pretty in this. Yuriko O'Hara comes out and pretends to give us a reveal, but all she did was take off the jacket. She's wearing an oversized hat. I hate this wig. I hate this bodysuit. I hate these ruffled chaps. Ginger Minj got red for it last week. They praised Eureka for it, but Ginger Minj got red for it. So I don't know why they're giving praise to Eureka for it. To me, it still doesn't work. Raja D. O'Hara is giving us our third Cinderella look, second of the season. We had one from Art Simone on Drag Race Down Under, and then we had Trinity K's Bonets that she made from the unconventional challenge for the blue ball, and now we have Raja D. O'Hara wearing it for the frills challenge. Of the three, this is my least favorite of them. Does she look pretty? Very much so. I don't like this wig with it. I always say if you're going to be doing a gown like this, you need to have your hair up. Art Simone is the only one that wore her hair in an updo. I don't like the hair down with this kind of gown. Yara Sofia didn't understand the assignment. That's all I can say. There's no frills because there's none of that gathered fabric. I wonder what the actual brief said, because she also mentioned Gone with the Wind, and that's why she did windmills on her head. They don't go together. She's just making this shit up. Or she just didn't understand the assignment, honestly. But I love this wig that she did with the windmill with the hair on it. I mean, she looks good. It's just, it's not the frill category. That's all. Scarlet Envy gave us the cutest fringe look. This might be one of my favorites of the night. I think she looks really, really great in this. She is so stunningly beautiful. She has a gorgeous face. I am a sucker for a big hat. Scarlet Envy loves to wear a big hat, so I am on her side for that. And I love like the Cyndi Lauper length kind of bustier dress. I think it's very cute on her. I did not like her rhinestone lips. I've never been a fan of that. Latrice Royale used to do it and I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. Kylie Sonique Love gave us all kinds of frills with a leopard rhinestoned bustier. It's fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. I like her wig mostly. And you see a lot of it in Untucked. It's a really good wig. The outfit was fine. That's all. Jan gave us a very different take on frills. She went with dark colors, but I think she looks fantastic. This outfit is so, so good. I really, really love it. I love her hair and her makeup. I love the little hat on it. The bodysuit is right. She's being a can-can dancer in these dark colors, and the boots work as well with the bows on them. So bravo to Jan. She had a great week this week. Pandora Box is giving us a little doll. It's cute. I love that it's a different take, but still has the frills there. I love this wig. As I was watching her Untucked, I just kept saying, oh my God, this wig is so cute. It's styled to perfection. Her face looks good. I think the dress is adorable. I think she's fine for the runway. Trinity K. Bonet, again, I think she misunderstood the assignment. She's like, I'm just gonna wear this beautiful gown that I have. It has these layers. It's not really frills, but I can get away with it. She did get away with it very slightly because Michelle called it basic. And I have to agree, it's a gorgeous gown for a pageant. Her hair is pageant hair. She got the pageant earrings. I just don't think it's the frills that they were looking for in the challenge. Finally, we have Akiria C. Davenport giving us this gigantic rose realness. You can see the three pictures. The first one, she came out when she was fully covered. She pulled it around her and it was like a big fan behind her. And then she put it down and it was like the peplum skirt, which was my favorite look of it. They're all great. Don't get me wrong. They're all amazing. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous look. I just like it down around her waist at the end, the way she ended it, because I think it just made it look really, really beautiful. So bravo to Akiria for this look. She is wearing a giant flower on her head, and I say it every time. We've seen a bunch of them now. I did it first, everyone. I wore it to the season 10 finale. Season 10 finale? No, season 11 finale taping. In LA, and I wore it actually before that on our Cycle for the Cause. I made them all for my team. They were giant roses that sat on my head. So I did it first, but I'm happy to see them here. This one might be my favorite one that's been on the show. It's done really, really well. So bravo to Akiria. Our winner this week is Jan. She got her redemption. Did I think she should have won this? I don't. She did a great job. I will say that. She did a great job. I loved her outfit. I thought Trinity K. Bonet was going to win it. Maybe her outfit pulled her down a little bit. And that is why she did not win. So bravo, Jan. Our bottom two are Akiria and Yara. I don't think Yara deserved to be there. I didn't think her performance was as bad as they said. I think I did not enjoy Akiria's, I did not enjoy Ginger's, and I did not enjoy Kylie's. Those were my bottom three, and I would have probably put Kylie and Ginger in the bottom two because I think Akiria's outfit saved her, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Ginger was in the bottom three, but they put her center back to safety. I would have put her in the bottom two with Kylie this week because that is who the performances I did not enjoy the most. Our lip sync assassin this week is season two, Jessica Wild. I love Jessica Wild. And this is when I saw the writing on the wall. Jan is not the best lip syncer in my opinion. She's fine. She's not bad. And she just does, there's nothing super special about her lip syncs. She has a couple of tricks that she can do. She did one of them. She tried to fake us out twice and made it, tried to make it a joke, but it didn't really translate that well. It's, they kind of just glossed over it. But what really sealed the deal for me was with, even when Jessica Wilde was announced, I was like, they're getting rid of Yara because they are best friends and that makes for good television. It made me very, very sad to see that, but it made me very happy to see Jessica Wilde. Their lip sync song was Womanizer by Miss Britney Spears. And when that was announced, I was like, well, that's why they're both wearing red. I get it. That's why they both have blonde hair. Get it. And I love Britney Spears. That's all I'm going to say. As soon as it started, yes, Jessica Wilde won. She was the winner. The $20,000 rolls over. So next week it will be $30,000. Jessica Wilde did it, won this hands down. There was no competition. Jan did not win it. There is a meme already out there of RuPaul just laughing. And it says, when RuPaul finally names Jan the winner and then sends her back to safety after the lip sync. It's too funny and too true. But Jessica Wilde wins. Well-deserved. I love her. Hopefully she will be on the next season of All Stars if they have one again. Who knows? You never know what's going to come up. But I would be happy to have her on my television set one more time. So we have Akiria and Yara in the bottom. Jessica is about to reveal who she, who the queens voted off, not her. And she is not happy about it because it is her best friend, Yara Sophia. And we say goodbye to Yara. This makes me very, very sad. The two times that she's been in the bottom, I didn't think she deserved to be in the bottom. It is clearly television made. And we get the notification that there's a show within a show again. And so Yara is still in it. Whatever this, I'm sorry, not the show, the game within a game. So Yara is still in it. We don't know what this is yet. I know that there are rumors out there. There are spoilers out there, but I'm avoiding them. I even listened to a podcast and they told everyone that they talked about what this game within a game is in their Patreon, but I don't pay for that stuff because I don't think you should pay for podcasts. That's my own personal opinion. And so at this point, Yara Sophia is the one that if a queen comes back, it's going to be Yara Sophia. There should be no one else that is allowed back of the four that are gone so far Yara Sophia. That's, again, my personal opinion, but I don't think she deserved to go home. Next time on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, we have another team challenge, and they are going to be writing and producing their own little talk show kind of gab fest. I'm not sure what to call it. From the previews, I did not enjoy what they were talking about. I always think that these should be funny. What the clips they showed, neither were funny to me. So I'm a little worried about that, but we will get back to that next week. It's teams of three. And that's all I know. That's all I know about it. So that's our episode. I'm very sad that Yara Sophia is gone. I love having her on my TV screen. She was one of my favorites on her season of season four. I thought she and Alexis did a great job on All Stars 1 as well, and should have gone farther than they did. I don't make the rules. I think she did really, really great on this season. She won the first challenge. They put her in the bottom for no reason, the second challenge. She was in the winning group the third challenge, and then they put her in the bottom this time, and I didn't think she deserved to be there either. I thought she was actually one of the best ones of the impersonations. I thought Jan, Trinity, and Yara had the strongest ones. Maybe Scarlett. I wouldn't have put Eureka there, who they put in the top, that's for sure. So yeah, some very weird producing going on this week. They're telling their story. We're going to get the game within a game. It's got to come out soon. I don't know how long they can drag this out. especially if they're going to actually be bringing someone back. They can't bring someone back that, you know, missed four episodes. That's where we're heading. If they're going to bring back, you know, Serene Chacha, she's going to come back episode 7 and only have been on one episode. I don't know. We'll see what the game within a game is. Maybe it'll be a makeover challenge kind of thing. Who knows? Maybe I'm really, really hoping that we have two snatch games and the winner of the eliminated queen snatch game is the one that comes back. I don't know. I have no idea. And again, I'm not looking for it. I don't want to know. Please don't post spoilers in the comments. I don't want to know. I just want to watch the show and enjoy it. We will be tooting and booting these looks and the performances on my Insta story, which is Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. That is Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. I'm not going to spell it. You can find it. It is exactly the way it sounds. I am going to be posting them later tonight, so they should be up by 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in New York. So you'll have 24 hours to cast your vote. And then the results will be revealed on the Toot and Boot episode with David and Roger next week, Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure which day we're doing it, but they will be revealed there. Or you can find them on the website, sashayawaywithbarry.com. And they will be posted there as well after we do the Toots and Boots video. That's it, everyone. The episode is over. Thank you. Oh, we did find out. I didn't talk about Untucked. We do find out in Untucked that everyone voted for Yara, except maybe Jan. That's the only one we didn't get to see. I think she probably picked Yara, but I'm hoping that because they kept it a secret, she really did pick Akiria, because that'll just cause some more drama. Jan got her win. I don't know if that means she's going home next. Seems to be the case these days. Who knows? We'll be back next. I'll be back next week with Roger and David for sure for Toots and Boots. And then I'll be back next Thursday with episode 5. I don't remember what she called them. Something. They're like TED Talks, but they're not TED Talks. There's something like that. But thank you all for watching and listening. I love you all. Please be safe out there. Get the vaccination if you can. And are able to, because this Delta variant is going around. I actually have a friend who got it, and now they are sick. We don't need them passing it around. Even if you have the vaccine, you can still get it. You can still transmit it. You're just not going to have severe symptoms. So you may not even know that you have it, and you could be spreading it around. So please be safe out there. Get the vaccine, please. We're so close to getting a hold on this. I don't know what else to say. I'll just say that I love you all. Thank you for watching and listening. And until next time, bye-bye.